T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You having a party?
Oh, some sugar for your mama?
These bitches ain't no better.
I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp.
I think you two are a pair of potheads.
The Lucy and Elaine Show.
The girls are naturally curious about the local activity.
Hosted by Lucy Burge and Elaine Cavallari.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the Lucy and Elaine Show.
Welcome, welcome.
Episode 4.
Woohoo.
So we have some housekeeping things
yes.
to get to before we start anything. Some very exciting news about our Twitter account.
Yes.
Twitter account follower update, Elaine.
Yep. 400 followers.
401.
That's good. Oh, 401.
What I'm seeing right here, my sources are telling me, 401 followers.
Yes.
It looks great. Looks great.
Our it's Twitter, only episode 4. We're
only episode
started.
4. We have 100 followers for every episode. We want 1,000 followers for
yes.
every episode. So we have to win the WBEI podcast challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Which podcast account is going to get to 1,000 followers first? And we want to be the winners, obviously.
Obviously.
So we win at everything else.
Obviously.
Yes. So please follow us on Twitter at Lucy and Elaine. Not only follow, but what else are they supposed to do, Elaine?
Subscribe, please.
Subscribe to the podcast on
yes.
iTunes. Rate it. Review it.
Yep.
Whatever else you do to it,
yep.
do it. We don't care what you
do
to it. Just listen to it. And follow us on Twitter. Very important.
Yes.
On Twitter, you will find some videos of
yes.
us.
Unfortunately, you will.
Yes, because we did this on Friday.
We did.
This podcast.
We took a swing at it.
We took a swing and then a miss.
Yes.
Or swings and a misses, as some would say.
Multiple misses, yes.
Yes. It was not great. We tried to do version 1 of this podcast on Friday, and we had a collective breakdown
yeah, we did.
of what to do. So there's some videos of that on our Twitter. So if you follow us, you will see those videos
yes.
that they're, I mean, I think they're funny because they're us, but
yes.
like it's kind of a disaster. This podcast episode will be much
yes,
better.
We have a killer lineup.
We have a huge lineup. You want to tell them what they're going to hear?
Sure. We're going to start off talking about Alex Reamer's departure. I'm going to ask Lucy her thoughts on that. We got some girls killing it in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Little League World Series. We got
mm-hmm.
some ESPN drama going on.
Mm-hmm. We got Kate Upton who wants
yes.
untouched photos
yes.
on the cover of a magazine, and I had a first this weekend. I got a couple of unsolicited dick pics
yikes,
on
Lucy.
Instagram. In
yikes.
My Instagram message requests, I, like an idiot,
so uncalled for,
opened them, and yes. So we will get to all of that
yes.
and maybe more
yes.
on our way here. Yes.
Let's start it off.
Okay.
I want to know, so Alex Reamer departing.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Yes.
Feelings?
So, yes. So Alex Reamer was a columnist here, and he was on the air and everything.
On-air personality.
Yes, on-air personality here for about 2 years, I think. So I worked with him on the website. He's awesome. I love Alex Reamer, and I'm sad to see him go. I know that he has a good opportunity ahead of him. But I think Alex Reamer is fearless.
Mm-hmm.
He's got balls, as many
mm-hmm.
have said. And he's not afraid to talk about anything. And he's not, as Jerry Callahan tweeted today, he's interesting. He's never boring. And that's the number one rule. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we are never boring,
right.
really. Alex is a great person. He's a good friend. He's very talented. Alex
right.
is very talented, and I'm sorry to see him go.
Right. What do you think about timing?
The timing, I don't know if this opportunity just came
mm-hmm,
up now,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he's taking it. I mean, he hasn't been on the air since the show's
right.
really switched, and,
right, right,
and
right.
I wonder if he just, you know, wasn't feeling challenged or whatever because he's not on
yes.
the air. So I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure timing definitely has something
right.
to do with it.
Like, yep,
that's,
yep.
I mean, he, yeah. So yep. he got out at a time that, you know, might have worked best for
mm-hmm.
him, for
mm-hmm.
some, for whatever. So, I mean, I'm sorry to see him go, is what it is. So once, when he, right after he joined the website, he and I went out for drinks just because
mm-hmm.
we were colleagues and
right.
we're like, let's get to know each other.
Right.
So we went to Dylan's on Boylston, and as we were paying, we both take out our credit cards, and we both have Red Sox debit cards.
No way.
So I had a Red Sox debit card, and I did not think anyone else my age on the planet. We were he's a little bit younger than I am, but like 20, in our early 20s. And I still had a Red Sox debit card from when I was 18. Oh, and we both pull out our credit cards with the same debit card. It was very funny. So that's how we bonded.
That's so cute.
Reamer's, he's great. But yeah, so I'm excited to see what he does in the future. He's going to be excellent.
I think
excellent.
Everybody is.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry that his future's not here. But yes, he'll have a great future, whatever he does. Because he's very talented at whatever. And he's an interesting person. And he's great.
Right.
So
if he's listening, we'll miss you.
We love you, Alex. I'm sorry to see you go.
Yes.
Yes. So that news broke. I guess it broke today, but it was kind of like in the air before that. He had a very good perspective on things because it was different because he's gay. Mm-hmm. Not because he's gay, but like because of his experiences being a gay person, that he was open about talking about.
Right.
And it made for great radio.
Right.
And he's just very interesting.
Right.
And he's not afraid to talk about anything or to question anything. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's a journalist through and through, and he's very good at it. Mm-hmm. And I hope he gets to do some of that in the job that he has and some investigation and everything because he's very good at interviewing. And getting to the heart of a story.
Right. He's passionate.
Yes. That's what it is. He's passionate about whatever he does.
Right.
And he's very driven. I mean, he was on Jay Leno when he was, 12 years old.
Right.
He's very driven to be, whatever he wants to be. And like he said today, he had his dream job.
Right.
And now, but he said he's lucky that he even got to have his dream job. But he was very good at this. And yes, sorry to see him go because he was very driven and very good at his job and a great person. We'll miss you, Alex.
Whew.
Still alive, but sounds like he's no RIP.
He's not dead, but
yes. He was great with the website too, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, he's a very good writer. Yes. Is the other thing.
Someone allegedly lacking passion is Michelle Beadle, who was let go from the ESPN show.
Show? She was on Get Up and then she was on NBA Countdown?
She was on Get Up and now she's being replaced on the NBA Countdown.
Okay.
Yes, by Rachel Nichols,
okay,
who hosts The Jump, who will still host The Jump, and Maria Taylor, who's also an analyst. She does football on the SEC. Network.
Yeah. I've heard of her, but I don't really know her as well as Rachel Nichols. So this is
interesting. She does more football, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it's said that she was let go because she was a clock-in, clock-out type of person.
Okay.
And wasn't really
passionate
about her job anymore. So to be let go so twice within 1 year is sad.
Right. So she was on. So Get Up for how long? I don't remember. But she okay. So
only a year, I believe. She was only on it.
There's got to be something else behind this.
Yeah.
Just not passionate like that. They could have said to her, be more passionate or something. Like,
right, she lacked commitment. She wasn't all in are some things that were said about her work ethic.
There's got to be something else. That is weird.
There
I feel like something else. I mean, it'll be interesting to see in the coming weeks to see if anything comes out. I don't know if people care enough, but whatever. But I mean, maybe they do if there's a story under there.
Right.
Why, if that's the real reason. Because has she said anything? Has she released a statement?
She hasn't. She has not said anything.
Wait, so when she... So the news broke.
Yes.
She hasn't.
She has not commented. No.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So I would bet there's something else behind this. Because wouldn't she say, thank you, ESPN, for whatever. But I'm sure there's some bad blood there. Interesting. Because there's got to be something else behind this, I think.
You think? I don't know. I don't know. Because I feel like there's always going to be someone more hardworking, no matter how talented you are.
Right.
And they'll always pick. Sometimes the more hardworking one wins. Over talent.
So Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor over Michelle Beadle?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's just clock in, clock out type of person. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Interesting. So we'll keep an eye on that because I would bet
you
anything that in the next couple weeks something comes out like Michelle Beadle files lawsuit against ESPN for something. That's what I think will happen.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on
it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Note that.
Note it.
Yes.
People.
Yes. And
stop singing.
We can sing as much as we want.
Stop, though.
We can.
I'm not good.
Do you sing in the shower?
I sing words. I don't even sing songs. Like, I'll sing to get points across.
So do you sing, like, what you're doing?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I've done that before. Do you sing in the car?
Yeah. Oh.
I do that big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Concerts.
And then, so what happens to me is I'll sing in the car, and then my throat will hurt. And I'll be like, wait, am I getting sick? That's the thing. So when I'm driving long drives, I don't drink water because I don't want to have to stop. So that's why my throat gets like scratchy. So
you're a performer. You need water.
Exactly. Please. I'm like Mariah Carey. Please.
Oh, man.
Yes. So, yeah. So we can sing whatever on this podcast. Anyone?
Thanks,
yeah.
Lucy.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. For the permission. Also, the Little League World Series.
Yes.
Speaking
girls
of passion.
Yes.
Girls
yes.
with a passion for baseball.
We love it. Maddie Frecking is all over the news right now. Minnesota Little League World Series. Killer pitcher. Crushing it on the mound.
And she is
doing
the sixth pitcher?
She's the sixth to take the mound, yes. But she's the 19th girl to play in the series in its 72-year history.
So there is no softball. Like, there's no girls equivalent. I'm going to say women, but they're so young. Girls, well, I don't know. Whatever the term would be.
She's 13.
Okay, 12, so like 13. Young woman's equivalent to the baseball, the Little League World Series for baseball in softball.
So not to this caliber, no.
Okay.
Which is not questioned enough, actually.
Right, and how come, so they do allow girls to play in the Little League World Series. The problem is the girls that aren't, like, they're not enough that are good enough.
Exactly.
So that's why only.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The 19th girl to play at all. Only the sixth female to take the mound. But she's following Monet Davis, who's now playing softball.
Who's
actually
a superstar.
Who was, on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
Like our friend Camille Kostick, who is on the cover of this year. The swimsuit issue. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we can get to that. We'll get to that because there's
that.
Some stuff there,
too.
So when I was in middle school, I played on the boys' baseball team in 7th and 8th grade at my school.
Uh-huh.
And it was really scary. Like,
yeah.
I joined the baseball team because I love the Red Sox, obviously. But I loved baseball and playing baseball. And softball is softball is very different. I ended up playing softball in college.
Is it different?
It is very different.
Okay.
So I ended up playing softball in college as a pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely loved it. But I loved playing baseball. So there was that.
You played softball at Northeastern?
In high school.
Oh, okay. In high school. Okay.
Yeah, so I was the only pitcher on the team at Sporters. But that's a different thing. Okay. So, baseball in middle school. So I joined the team because I loved baseball and playing baseball, but I had a huge crush on the guy who's this like superstar on the team. This is my 7th and 8th grade.
Lucy!
So like superstar in 7th and 8th grade, you know, is that a big deal? I don't know.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Yeah, so that was one of the motivations, but he was a big Yankees fan and I was a Red Sox fan,
oh,
so there was always that
over.
Tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we always had that like, you know, tension. So it carried over onto the baseball team.
Okay.
But in I never like I wasn't very good, but I just liked playing at the core of it.
Right.
But it's really scary to be the only girl. Because I still like remember how nervous I
felt. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to mess up, but I would mess up, so then I came to expect that I would.
Right.
But then like in the summer I would go with my brother would go to Rockettes baseball camp, the New Britain Rockettes at the time when that was a team. Did the summer camp in my town for a couple days, and like they would just invite people to come and they'd take grounders from the players and stuff. So I went with my brother, and I was the only girl. And it was scary because these are people I don't even know.
Right.
So I can't imagine being a girl on the Little League team in the World Series.
Seriously,
But she must be really good. I was not good. That was the difference.
She's lights out. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
they play tonight. At 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep.
So tune in. Yes.
We're rooting for her.
Tonight being Monday night.
Yes. Monday night. Yes.
So, yes.
Tune in.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see.
Very.
How far they go. Could she be? Has a girl ever been on a team that won the Little League World Series? Do we know?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
I'll have to look it up.
Wait.
But I don't
did Monet Davis? Wait. Did they win?
They did not win.
Okay. Because I can't remember that. But they were. Okay. If they tweet us and tell us.
Because I'm pretty sure they did not win. But it was still.
But she was still.
Amazing.
She's an amazing
incredible
pitcher. Yeah.
But Maddie, we're rooting for you.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Softball is very different.
Yes.
It's just I don't even know. Like.
Yeah. I know the pitching style is different.
Pitching style is different.
But the whole scene.
The dimensions are different. Everything's just different. So it's a different. But they're both fun, obviously.
Right.
But I would say I liked softball better. Just because I was better at it.
Right.
I contributed more on the team than I did.
And something interesting, actually, Monet Davis said about playing college softball is that she got tired of baseball being taken too seriously. And she felt like softball, she had more fun playing. So I don't know, she didn't go into detail about if it was because she was playing with boys, because girls are just as freaking competitive.
Girls are
fierce. For sure.
Yes.
But maybe just the nature of the game. In the environment, she said, I play sports for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to just have fun. So that's why she's playing softball at Hampton University in Virginia.
Oh, see, that's interesting because when I was in high school, There was a thirds team. This was at prep school. So okay, thirds, JV, and varsity. Mm-hmm. And I tried out for varsity as a pitcher because I loved pitching. Yeah. I still miss it. I loved it. But I tried out for varsity a couple times and just didn't like the competitiveness. It was ruthless. Okay, yeah. It was
cutthroat.
Yes, it was. And it was, I didn't want that. I wanted to play for fun, be on the JV team, be the only pitcher, you know, like contribute more.
Right.
And I had way more fun. Like one of my best friends in the world was my catcher, so we played together. Like it was more fun.
Right. You gotta get that t-shirt that says I just hope both teams have fun.
Exactly. Like that's how it kind of was. Like we had like a soundtrack to go to the games on the van. Like we listened to songs. It was fun. Yeah. And I think being on varsity would have been fun, but I wasn't looking to play in college.
Right.
Like a lot of those
girls
were.
So what's
Right. Like I had a pitching coach and everything. Mm-hmm. Like my dad was super into it, but not too into it.
Gotcha.
Like he was, you know, he wasn't like a hovering parent.
Right.
I mean, he would stand behind home plate when I was pitching.
Right. But I mean, he'd give me singles and stuff.
Right.
But
like if I had a bad game, he'd be like, don't worry about it.
Right.
Like, it's fine. Just for fun. Yeah.
You still get ice cream.
Exactly. Right? You still get the reward no matter what. Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody.
Which is not the mentality I like, but whatever. We can get into that another time.
But anyways.
Yes. So then Kate Upton.
Yes. Switching gears.
Yes. So Kate Upton, she is on the cover of Health magazine.
Yeah.
And she wants the pictures taken of her on the cover to be untouched,
right,
like unairbrushed, unphotoshopped.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
I think a lot of things go into that. I think because it's a health magazine, they should be untouched. Because, again, with the unrealistic standards, Kate Upton saying she wants them untouched is such a good step in the right direction. Because, like, I like Aerie, you know, the Aerie campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
Aerie Real. Mm-hmm. They're untouched. And it's just, like, it's so known now that they're photoshopped. Like, everyone knows that photos are photoshopped. That why are we playing the game anymore? Like, just stop.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. No, like, I remember being, 11, ages 11 to 13, and looking at the covers of magazines. And back then, it was, I don't know, it was a different time.
Right.
But you didn't understand what went into it.
You didn't think they were.
And I kept thinking, how come my skin is not as perfect? Like, I bought this makeup, maybe it would look as perfect. Like, someday my skin will look like that. And I didn't know that they were, I mean, what version of Photoshop they had back then, were blurring the picture and making it look like that.
God,
and even now, I look at pictures of Kate Middleton or whatever, because I look up to her.
Yeah.
But no, but I, like, see those pictures and I'm like, oh, her skin is amazing. Mm-hmm. But not thinking, maybe they're touched up.
Right.
These pictures that are in magazines.
Right. So much money goes into making them look flawless.
Exactly.
And I commend her for asking to have them not, especially on a health magazine.
Right. But then she Instagrammed out the cover.
Okay.
She still looks amazing.
Oh, of course.
Like, you look at this, and even if she hadn't said anything, you would think that they were touched up or something, because she looks incredible.
Right. Well, she's a model.
I mean, yes. So she's,
but
I mean, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
But
as we all are.
Right.
In our own way. We're all beautiful.
Wait,
everybody's beautiful,
right.
But she still looks great. So if nobody said anything, people would just carry on with it.
Right.
But she made a point to say these are not touched up photos, which is good. I think that's
I think it's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
But I still, like, if in like Vogue or like a fashion magazine, I still, like, there's something I'm like, I love seeing like these perfect knowing that they are filtered and knowing. But I like to think, like, I could do that to my face and look better too.
I think it's the awareness.
Yes.
That's like just key. Like, obviously, you look in Vogue and you see the, like, you just know.
Right.
And I think knowing is what's key, because when I was younger, even, I didn't even know. Like, I didn't think about
no
it.
No idea.
But I feel like now,
but
I
now,
feel so old. Kids have phones.
Right.
So they edit their photos.
Oh,
and they
big
know.
Time. Facetune and like any edit.
Right.
We were just saying, how come you can't put filters on videos on,
on
the phone like you can on photos?
Seriously.
Because we all do it. Like, I don't post a picture without filters.
Right.
Like, that's just how you do it, because that's what everybody does.
Right.
Because I mean, I just, like, I like it. I don't know why. I just do.
Yeah.
But then another model who is kind of in the same realm as Kate Upton, Camille Kostick, our favorite, our Camille Kostick appreciation minutes. She is on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which I'm sure is touched up, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You think, right?
Mm-hmm.
She,
even though they are kind of anti that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
So there's that,
I'd
too.
I'd have to look more into it, actually.
If everybody tweets to Camille Kostick, everybody who listens, which everybody should, tweet to Camille Kostick and ask her to be on this podcast, please. Because we, first of all, we love her. We want to ask her this question about photos being touched up. We have so many questions for her. And I was looking at her Twitter the other day, It's Saturday. And I saw that she had tweeted a couple days before that, that she was at the CVS right by my house.
Oh, Lucy had a
couple days ago. I was like, how did I miss this? How did I not camp out in front of that CVS forever trying to find Camille Kostick? So Camille Kostick, I've mentioned this before, is from my hometown, Killingworth, Connecticut. So there's a CVS in Clinton, Connecticut, which is the closest one to Killingworth. And it's brand new, very nice. But anyway, someone tweeted out that they went to that CVS to get the swimsuit issue with their daughter, with her daughter, this woman, and they saw Camille Kostick at the CVS. They couldn't find the swimsuit issue, which they still don't have. I went there and checked this weekend. They still don't have it. And they saw Camille Kostick, who had a copy of the issue in her car, gave it to them, signed it. Like, what?
So nice.
Who? That's how so did nice. That happen? Exactly. She's amazing. So we want to ask her about that. Tell her how great she is.
Yes.
So please tweet to her and tell her to be on the podcast.
Tweet her,
please.
Tweet her. Yes. Do it.
Please do. We want to talk to her about body positivity.
Yeah.
Airbrushing photos, her life with Gronk.
All of that stuff.
So please tell her at Camille Kostick that at Lucy and Elaine would love to interview you and have you on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yes. And speaking of pictures.
Oh, geez.
I got a couple interesting ones.
Oh, boy.
This weekend. So.
Poor Lucy.
On Instagram.
So Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, which is a term I didn't know until like half an hour ago when you told me about it. So, but this, I don't know based on your term if this was Jack in the Box because I don't know this person. So I went to Instagram. I looked at my message requests because I get a bunch of message requests that are just like, hi, or like responding to my Instagram stories. And this one, let me see, because I'm not going to look at the picture itself, so basically I got two dick pics from the same person who I don't know, and it has no name to their account. So this person sent me a message. It says, let me go to my requests requests. So this person, I don't even know what the name means. It's not even a name, and there's no followers. And yeah, so it probably just made this account to send people dick pics. So you go to the message and it says it's two, not images, but like looks like it's going to be an image. And it says images blurred to protect you from unwanted contact. Tap to see preview. And like a fucking idiot, I tapped it. And then it says again, image is blurred to protect you. Tap to reveal. And I tapped it again because curiosity. And lo and behold, dick pic and then another one. So I have never gotten an unsolicited dick pic before from somebody I don't know ever. And I've been told like, oh, you know, everybody gets dick pics, whatever. I never did.
No.
And now I have.
Yeah. I just want to know how Instagram knew.
Okay, that's the question.
I'm really curious.
Is it the shape of the, like what?
Because it could have been anything.
Right. Right.
That's creepy. Like
how does Instagram know that this is going to be?
Got right. another one.
Yes, like, and then another one. They said two.
Or that.
How is this going to, like, how
They're
does
like, it, a team at Instagram that just sits there and goes through people's DMs to make sure, like, everything's good.
Right. Oh. Like, does it look at the shape of the picture? Like, the, I don't know how it looks at, like, does it, I don't know.
I'm concerned about that.
I'm concerned, too, but this, so actually, I do like what Instagram does with this because it gives you two chances to not look at it.
Right.
And the second time, the first time it's black, the background's black. The second time it's, like, very blurred, the picture. Right. So I could have
Did you know at this point?
Oh, I knew as soon as I opened it and it said, like, don't, like, this is content you probably don't want to see.
Okay.
But I'm very curious by nature.
Yeah.
So I figured why not? And then I don't even know what to do. But, okay, so a lot of people say they get these pictures and they feel harassed by this. I didn't really feel harassed. I just felt like, why? Like, what is the point?
Right. I'm only laughing because I'm thinking of The Office episode.
Oh, okay. The Office episode where Phyllis gets flashed.
Why wouldn't he flash Pam?
Right. Why? Did you even see Pam or Karen from behind?
Obviously not. Obviously not.
And then
not.
Michael sticks his finger through his pants. It's like, he's back.
If you can't picture that scene, you're a loser.
And so go watch it. Google The Office flasher.
Yeah.
And so you'll find that scene because it's fantastic.
Are you sure it was Phyllis? Are you sure he flashed?
He's laughing too.
I know, it's bad.
And then Toby comes in and he's like, maybe you're the flasher. It's like, I was at a parent teacher conf.
But that's
then
interesting.
Michael said, prove it. Let's see your penis. As that was coming out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong. And Jim is in the back. John Krasinski is out of character, basically,
God,
now laughing,
right? I love him.
John Krasinski is That's another one.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. So we could talk about that on another, if another Jack Ryan comes out.
Yes.
We could talk about that. Did you see Jack Ryan?
No.
I didn't see it either, but he's super buff.
Really?
All I needed was the preview.
Oh, wow.
He's fantastic.
Huh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. So I don't know who this person was. That's, I mean, the name on the Instagram is not, it's just letters. So I think it's someone probably like a not person.
So bizarre.
Yeah. It was weird. But I mean, it happens all the time. I've heard. I've never. It's just the first time that this has happened to me.
Ew.
And it was very interesting.
It's disgusting,
yeah.
Lucy. I'm sorry that happened
no,
to you.
No, it's fine because it's good content. But it's also weird.
It's so weird.
It's like, why? Like, it's embarrassing for... I feel like Brandy Love. Like, she gets dick pics all the time in her Twitter. Like, people just send her, like, hey, rate mine.
Ew.
We don't want that. That is the opposite of what we want. As
no.
I'm thinking, like, no, this is not what we're asking for. No more.
No, just subscribe.
Turn off my message request. Please just subscribe. Better than a dick pic to subscribe to our podcast, please.
Oh, God.
We will love you so much more if you do that. Please.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment. Because you can't leave image comments.
Sauce
so that's
us a comment.
Please. What is that? What is that word?
Sauce.
Okay. That's a term.
Is it?
Saucing.
Oh, I don't even know.
What does that mean?
Like, sauce me a comment. I don't know. It's kind of lame.
No, I'm interested. I'm interested because I feel so old all the time. Like, I don't know what stuff means anymore, which is crazy to me.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't think it's cool anymore. I don't even know what. Sauce it. Like, you're like. Like, sauce me a comment.
Sauce us a comment.
Like, give it, like
toss us a, like, toss us a follow.
Yeah, toss.
Okay, like, got it. Like Andy Bernard would say in The Office, beer me a follow.
Right, right.
So, yes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, on WEI Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, specifically our podcast, because there's tons of other podcasts which are great in there. Well, great, you know, we want more followers than them, but they're still fine.
In comparison to ours, they're okay.
We have the better logo.
I'm just kidding.
We want more followers, you know, all of that.
Yes.
You know, Nick Fryer's on another one, so that's another thing.
Whoop-de-doop-de-doop.
How are we feeling about Nick Fryer?
I don't even want to get into the email that we received this morning.
I think
was referred to as a trend this morning in an email.
Nick Fryer and Elaine.
It's a stretch. It's just definitely a stretch to call this a trend.
I love it. I
but
think
you know
this
what?
Is
we'll
good.
We'll roll with it.
I think
we'll
it's good. I think it's a very Sam and Diane will they or
Sam
won't they
Diane.
From Cheers.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay, Lucy. You lost me.
A very will they or won't they situation.
Oh, goodness great. Okay.
Like more towards the won't they, right? Or will they? We don't know. You'll have to tune in to find
You'll
out
just have to
for
subscribe.
The Nick Fryer Elaine updates.
You'll just have to subscribe.
Yes. Subscribe. Follow at Lucy and Elaine on Twitter. Please follow. Subscribe, rate, review. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Lucille Burge.
At ECAT44.
Yes, please. Also on Instagram. Mine's the same.
Same.
Okay, awesome.
Cool.
It's so easy, everybody.
So easy.
To do that. So please do that. And then tune into this episode and episode 5, which will be coming next week. So tune in for that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.